Welcome, travelers, to the Tantric Sex Temple. I am the Tantrika, a devout student of Tantra, and a guide for those who wish to learn about its practices. What is Tantra? Well, it can mean a great many things. In its Sanskrit definition, it means to loom, to weave, to warp. For many Buddhists and Hindus, Tantra represents a larger group of esoteric traditions, traditions to bring those who practice closer to that which lives within all of us. For us in the temple, it is a means by which we connect our bodies and our minds. We believe enlightenment is not solely an emotional or mental state, but a physical one as well. Might you too be seekers of enlightenment? Yes, that is what I thought. No one stumbles across a temple as such, and even if they do, then their subconscious was seeking it. If you are interested, we might sit on these cushions and I can guide you into a tantric meditation. You must be weary from your travels. Please, take a seat. Now I want you both to close your eyes. Connect first with your own breath. There are sounds of the world around you, yes, but focus on your deep breathing. Try and feel the breath within your belly if you can. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Very good. Expel that which no longer serves you. Offer it gratitude for what it once gave you and release it with love. Now that you're linked with your breath, connect with your toes and see what sensation resides there. Warm, cold, achy. Move upwards towards your ankles. Do the same, then towards your shins, your knees. Thank each part of your body for how it has cared for you today and how it will continue to care. Your thighs, your groin, your pubis. This area we ignore except when we need something quite specific from it. Tell this area, thank you. I love you. It may feel silly, but it is important before we go on. Beautiful. Now thank up through your chest, your fingers, your arms, your shoulders, your neck, your head, your face, your lips. Link back to your breath. Very good. Reflect on how you felt when we began. Do you feel better? Different? The same? Thank yourself for this practice of gratitude. Now, open your eyes. How was that? I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yes, I am happy to continue my teachings with you students. Now that your body is full of care and gratitude, we have a wonderful foundation for Tantra. Please remove your outer clothes for this exercise. It requires skin-to-skin contact. Please move to face one another, close enough that your knees touch. Wonderful. Now, focus on your partner's breath. Inhale and exhale as one. This is where you belong. This is home. Look into your fellow seeker's eyes. Repeat after me. I wish to worship at the temple of your body. Beautiful. How divine to witness this call to worship. Can you locate desire within your body? Close your eyes and find it. Is it hot? Vibrating? Pulsing? Now search your lover's body. Can you locate their desire even with your eyes closed? Open your eyes and hold hands. Feel this union. How perfect to be whole together. We can only transcend together, never alone. Let your eyes caress the supple body of your partner, scanning them from their head to their toes. Drink in their energy. Do not waste a drop. Feel gratitude to be full of one another. Let your eyes be your fingers, your mouths, your tongue. Let your eyes explore. Notice your breath, how it has synced. Repeat after me, your pleasure is my pleasure. And again, I am ready to worship. Now, my dear, please sit on top of his lap and link your ankles behind his back. This is Yabhyam position. Your chakras are now perfectly aligned. Your body is primed for oneness. Your breath the same breath. You breathe in love, adoration, and breathe out desire, pleasure, ecstasy. Massage one another's shoulders. Feel the day as they felt it. Feel their needs, their loves and losses. Trace your fingers down the back of your partner. Sir, if your fingers find her bra, they may release the clasp. But let your fingers move only on the skin of your backs. Imagine what life in their body might feel like as you explore. Once you can envision yourself within their body, join your lips lightly, then harder. Let your shared sensuality exchange between saliva, tongue, and lip. Dance and celebrate their mouth. This is how we transcend. Sir, take her hair. Massage her head. My dear, you may do the same. Let your hands descend across your partner's being, the way you scanned with just your eyes before. Touch all. Explore. As you move down, treat each new touch as if it is a sensation reborn. You may reach the breasts and think you know them, but meet them anew. Massage them as well. Can you offer them care? They are sacred. They give life. Show gratitude for such totems of importance. Let your mouths stay connected. Let your hands wander. Traverse the body, discovering pockets of pleasure and desire. The hips, the weight they bear, the life they give, the thighs, their muscle. Your hands might feel called to explore between one another's legs. That is both natural and healthy. but do not yet. Kneel before your partner instead. Now, we repeat the mantra we spoke before. I wish to worship at the temple of your body. Now raise your heads, still kneeling, hold hands. Look deep into one another's soul. Now, we speak our mantras again. Repeat after me. Your pleasure is my pleasure. And again, I am ready to worship. Very nice. Feel the difference in your bodies. Can you sense your partner's relaxation? Kiss the places on your lover's body that call to you as reborn. Now you may return to the journey of exploration. First, kiss on the mouth to bring balance to the crown chakra, this place of purple clarity. Then, exchange a kiss on the third eye. First you, sir. Then, you. Now, kiss her throat. This is her precious blue chakra, that of communication. It gives you her words, sweet like honey. And you, kiss his throat, my dear. We move through the throat to the heart chakras, the green integration point of all chakras, our ability to love, forgive, have compassion. Kiss the center of his chest. Listen to his heartbeat. Let it steady yours. Now, sir, kiss hers between her breasts. You may move to kiss her breasts on either side, both. Linger around the nipples, the source and elixir of life. Thank them. Very good. I can feel your gratuitous energy from here. We move down now to the solar plexus, down to her belly button. Give thanks here as well. Miss, you may do the same in return. Now, we have reached the sacral, the orange, the joyous, the creative chakra that brings energy to our relationships. Make your partner a belt of kisses along the lower belly to wear forever. How beautiful an adornment it is. These gifts you can exchange whenever. We have reached the root chakra that grounds us, stabilizes us, helps us survive. Bring your lips to kiss their genitals, then bring your lips to theirs, tasting yourself on their tongue. This is their lived experience. Let it course through your body. Now fingers and hands may tend to the root chakra. Stroke it, massage it, listen as your lover thanks you with their breath. Stroke one another as you exhale and inhale the same sacred air. Your oneness is fortified as your pleasure accelerates as one. None is the priority. There is no race to the finish. There is no need to feign, fake, or lie. There is only what is true, pure, and yours. Very good. Now slide her panties to the side and fill her with your hard stuff. Chest to chest, heart chakra to heart chakra, let your bodies promise devotion. In an act of devotion, sir, lie onto your back. Miss, climb on top of him and ride as his worship for you grows deep and hard inside of you. Let your sounds come from a sacred deep place. Do not judge what comes up. It is ancient and it is divine. What I see before my eyes is true transcendence. What I see before me is a perfect love. What I see before me is respect, growth, and bliss. To worship at one another's temples, may we be so lucky. Thank one another with each thrust of the hips. As you give, you receive. There is no end where one begins and the other ceases. There is only gratitude.